Yes, Lord Jesus, we do love you. We love you so much, Lord. You are our creator. You are our king. You are everything to us, Jesus. And we just want to give you all the praise and glory. Come, let's praise Jesus. Does anyone want to share something?
Yes, Lord. You are an amazing God, Lord. You are there with us every time, Father. Is there any time where you have left us, Abba? You will never leave us, never forsake us. You are an amazing God, Father. We praise you, we adore you. Your goodness and mercy always follows us. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to share something. So last year I got this word for our church, that Ezekiel 37:9, from a vision. So I just wanted to share it today, because that time when I got the verse, I didn't fully understand what I should do. Okay, I shared it in the church, but I'll read the verse. It's Ezekiel 37:9. It says, "Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come breath from the four winds and breathe into this slain, that they may live." So what I got now is that the Lord is asking me to prophesy. I didn't prophesy. Prophesy means to speak in divine inspiration. Okay, so I should have prophesied in the church. So I'm just going to do that. Okay, so what it's saying is the prophesy to breath, that is to the Holy Spirit. Come breath from the four winds. That means from four directions, from every direction. Okay, so I'm going to pray over all our dead situations and bring life. So let's pray that. Let's prophesy that. So if you have something, you can also join me if you feel inspired. Speak to your dead situations. It could be finances, it could be health, it could be at your workplace, it could be anything, to your spiritual life. So I'm just going to do that. If you would like to do it, come and join me. I prophesy to the breath, Holy Spirit. I prophesy this. Come, Holy Spirit, my Lord, come. From the four winds, come from the four directions and breathe into this slain, breathe into the dead situations in our life, breathe into the dead situations in our spiritual life, in our finances, yes, in our physical life, in our health, Abba, yes, in everything. I speak that you breathe into these dead situations and bring life. I ask this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I think coming on the back of that, sorry, someone else was going to say something. As we were singing, Lord, you are an amazing God, I felt God drop this in my heart. So I'm also going to step out. And I feel there's one, at least one specific person, I think one person come with a specific prayer today that said, God, you know, I've been struggling with this, but today I'm coming to you to say, will you set me free? And in that sense, it's like a dead situation, or let's say it's an unhealthy situation that's in your life, and you need the breath of God to take it from an unhealthy place to make it healthy. You know, it needs the breath of God. It needs the life of the Spirit, because it says, if you walk by the flesh, you reap the fruit of the flesh with his. Read the whole list in Galatians, but it says, with the life of the Spirit, life in the Spirit brings life and health and peace and all the other benefits of walking by the Spirit. So I think what Manish has done today for us is for you. You've come with this specific prayer saying, God, deliver me from this. And I believe, have faith that as you surrender that to God, that unhealthy, God is going to breathe life and create, and that which is unhealthy, God can restore, revive, renew, refresh. I think not just revive, I think he can make it altogether new. Yeah. Altogether new. Not an old experience being rehashed. He can make it altogether new. Believe that God can do it for you. Today is a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad, because his Spirit is breathing life into this situation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's so wonderful to see the prophetic and the gifts of the Spirit coming into our midst. Wonderful. Let's keep on with that. Great work, Manish and Nawaz.
Okay, so even I'd like to add what Manish mentioned. I had the same inspiration that God was filling me in throughout the New Year's as we were transiting into the New Year's. Like God was like, you prophesy on your life this year. Everything, you write your story. You speak into the situations that you want to see the breakthrough. There's nothing specific. There's nothing which is hindering. It's all in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. So what you call forth will come forth. So thank you, Manish, for that verse over there. Kill, that is exactly the same thing that was upon my heart. And this inspiration I got when I'm taking shower. So I'm like, God, what are you talking? And here it comes. And Shoma also shared something similar, a video. It spoke the same thing. So Manish coming forth and telling me about this, I'm like, thank you, Lord. I heard you. And so I would like to prophesy that everywhere, every death situation, every lost hope, every lost joy, it will spring forth. Let it come forth, spring forth, bring a new fragrance, a fragrance of hope and joy that has been restored from the throne of grace. In Jesus' name, I prophesy. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I think God is putting his finger on something about restoration and just having something new. So if anyone else has something to tie up to this or would like to pray this in, please feel free to do that.
I have a few verses which I received on 31st night. Somehow, I don't know how I forgot about it. I even made an image on Canva, but then I just forgot. And now after hearing all this, I think this is for many of us. It's from Isaiah 43 verses from 16. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So here is a command that we do not dwell on the past. We must just leave things wherever they are and then move forward, because God has promised that he is going to make a new thing, and he's going to make a way through the wilderness. And before that was that actually stirs up our faith, because yes, he buried so many things and they never came up. That's what God does. When he does something, he completes it. So I just thought I would share it with you.
Thank you, Sam. Actually, I have another huge testimony that we've been praying, like a friend of mine from Dubai, from a few days, and it was a very, very tense situation. We did not know what's going to happen. It was literally God making a way in the wilderness for us. It was a lot of legal issues which was involved, and there was nothing that we could influence in that country. All we knew that we had nothing in control. We were like, okay, God, everything surrendered to you. We are only praying. And this morning, I was late to log in. It was just because I was on that call, receiving that testimony. My friend said, I'm sorry, I had to keep you waiting, but I wanted to, you know, give you this message that whatever we've been praying for is done. My husband is on the way. He has reached Bangalore. So he has gone through something that I can't explain right now, but son, this is really big. It is not humanly possible. It is only God's hand. We know it is only God's hand. So yes, thank you so much. Thank you for that verses, Sam. Thank you. That this testimony is like, you know, I'm like, I don't know how well I can put it in words right now. My spirit is like so in awe of God. The way he has brought through, this is not just like few days. It is many years. This is almost 10 years history. It's a 10-year history with legal complications. And just like that, it's done. So yeah, whatever you're believing in, whatever difficult situation is, it is not over until God says it's over. And nothing is impossible. Everything is possible through God. Just trust his ways. That's it.
Wow.
I want to share it. Samantha was telling about the Canva image she made, and she sent me that on New Year. So that I have taken as a promise word, because I've been praying for the restoration, and I've been waiting for the breakthrough in my life and in my, in a dead situations over my family. And I believe that, completely God does impossible things. And this really encouraging me, all the prophecies, coming and coming. So, yes.
Sweet Samantha, Ralphie.
I have a testimony to give. I want to praise and thank God. My chandelier in the hall, it had three bulbs. And all of a sudden, one of the bulbs just came crashing down. And it was just 2 seconds that my husband was away from that place. Otherwise, all those pieces of splinters would have fallen on his head, because it fell on the sofa come bed, 2 splinters where my daughter was sleeping, and there was not a scratch on her. None of us got hurt. The whole hall was with glass pieces. So I want to thank and praise God for his divine protection. And also I want to thank and praise God for the Word of Grace family, because I felt so appreciated, especially in the gym group, and so much of love and genuine concern, which I have never seen in other fellowships. I mean, this is what we are called to be as Christians, no? And they may know that we are Christians by our love and our life, not by our gospel preaching and all those things. So I've seen such genuineness in your church, and I just thank you for accepting me as a part of your family in the Word of Grace. Thank you to Donity, who introduced me to this wonderful church. And I also want to thank God. We have been praying for my son to get his dues, because he had to leave his company due to unavoidable circumstances. And he worked there for 1 year, and they were not ready to release all his dues what he worked. But just one day before the new year, we have been praying, and suddenly he gets a letter from the manager saying that all your dues has been accepted and approved by the company, and you will be getting all the dues. So I give all the glory and honor to God.
Amen. Our God is just such a good God. And I just want to grab onto the scripture that Sam shared about God taking us through the wilderness. And sometimes it feels like that, no? That where external situations come at us and cause such a turmoil that we do feel like we're in the wilderness, and we say, God, where are you? What is this? Why are you allowing any of this to happen? Well, this next song, which is a new song which you're going to introduce, it's called The Son of Suffering, where it tells us about how God has endured suffering as well. He's come down in human form, so he knows our pain. He knows exactly what we're going through, and he will deliver us from all of this. Yeah, so let's just come back to worship. And if anyone wants to share a testimony or something, we'll have another break after the second song. Okay.